I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for June 5th, 2023 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bragg?
Here.
Mr. Hanson?
Here.
Mr. Hanam?
Here.
Mr. McCann?
Here.
Mr. Richardson?
Here.
Ms. Stout?
Here.
Mrs. Westphal?
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present. I welcome our guest in the back, a student from Notre Dame Academy. Thank you for being here. Feel free to raise your hand if you've got any questions, and I'll recognize you at the appropriate time. You're welcome to press here as well, as always. With that, Ms. Stout is going to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance this evening.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Additions to the agenda. Did you find the agenda on the side table over there? You should pick one of those up as proof of your attendance. You probably have something we need to sign as well. I would like to add as agenda item 14C, a request from Mr. Fry to give a sister city update. The spring meeting was held in north of Detroit this past weekend. He attended in my place and would like to make the report. And as agenda item 16, distributed to your places tonight, ordinance 55-2023 to purchase a box truck for the sewer division. With Mr. Aller's informational item ahead of that. Additional items from members of City Council.
Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Westphal.
I distributed the VIP cards and a schedule for the Centennial Terrace events, but I would like to give a brief report on Sage Arc.
Let's make that 17. Sage Arc update.
Thank you.
Anything else from members of City Council? Hearing nothing further. Mr. Sanford?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Keith Miller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Schroyer?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mrs. Frein?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of approving tonight's agenda indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and the agenda is approved as amended for this evening. Then item 4 is approval of our council meeting from our last meeting on May 15th. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to move approval of the meeting minutes from the council meeting of May 15th, 2023, as submitted.
Second.
Then moved and seconded for approval of the meeting minutes as submitted for May 15th, 2023. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and those meeting minutes are approved. The next 1, 2, 3, 4 agenda items are back to normal. We have Mr. Aller at the top of our agenda. You can stay seated or you can come around to the podium, whatever you prefer. But we missed you last meeting.
Chuck's new fancy system there. I can stay seated here and shuffle papers. So. First item is study to change some existing rectangular rapid flashing beacons that we have. We have systems that were installed as part of the Safe Routes to School program at Highland Elementary, Maplewood, Sylvan Elementary, and McCord Junior High. We are looking, those have received mixed results, and the schools have concerns about the effectiveness of those systems. I think it's difficult for people to understand. One, I don't think that they're paying attention to something that's off the road, and then they don't know what the flashing yellow means. And we've done some education pieces, but I don't think that we've improved the effectiveness of those to any great degree. What we would like to look at is changing those rectangular rapid flash beacons to pedestrian hybrid beacons that we just put in over the Haroon Road at the River Trail. The Hawk signal that used to be referred to, now the official name is pedestrian hybrid beacons. We'd like to take a look at the study to do that, and if the study comes out favorable, which is our anticipation that it would, then to move forward with a highway safety improvement program application and be able to go after funding to change those out. That program, the HSIP program, is, depending on how we're funded, is either an 80% or a 90% coverage for those projects. So we would get that kind of funding, assuming our applications are successful. We would look to do the safety study with DGL in the amount of $24,000. And that would be funded out of the capital improvement account and safety. We had traffic signal improvements, and that study would come out of those funds.
The light that you're talking to for Sylvan, I assume, is the one on McCord Road.
That's correct.
I have personal experience watching both of the ones on McCord Road, and they are often not obeyed when a child comes and pushes those buttons. I guess you just don't see them. But I go through the hybrid light on Haroon every day, and this morning, for instance, it got pushed by a mother with a stroller in front of her. Not one person failed to stop. That is far more effective. And I'd like to clarify, these are not the school zone lights that are being replaced this summer. These are the crossing lights that are coming up. These are two different systems.
Correct.
And those school lights are under contract and are, I know we're pushing, but trying to have them done for the start of school.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Delivery, the same old story, material delivery. The goal is to have them up by the start of school. So
my question would be how or what the study encompasses, because there's no detail here by how would they make a determination of effectiveness?
They take a look at pedestrian crossing counts. We do pedestrian counts, vehicle counts. They'll get letters from the school system on the ineffectiveness of the current system. There are some, I'll say algorithms, but it's certainly not that advanced, but there are some process to go through based on ODOT's data on how much it would improve with a pedestrian hybrid beacon.
Okay.
So, yeah.
The study is to see whether it's viable to get into the grant program or not. And we would be remiss if we did not go after 80 to 90% funding to improve our safety of our children on those major streets.
Agreed.
So, Mr. Allard, once we've done the study, if we show what we think, it sounds like we think we're going to show, which is, yes, it makes sense, yes, it would help, yes, we'd be eligible for grant monies, when would this actually occur? What's like, I know that these monies are typically out a couple of years. Are we out that far? How far are we on these grants?
We're out at least to 2026 on these, more likely 2027. It would depend on what other projects apply for the funding and how it may tie into other projects. But I would anticipate 2027 for our project.
So I guess the $64 question in my mind then is, presuming that we get out of this what we think we may, which is people aren't paying as close attention as they need to these, what can we do in the meantime?
I think we step up. You know, right when we put those rapid flash beacons in, we did a education piece and, kind of hit it hard for a short period. I think maybe at the beginning of each school year, we hit that do that same thing. Maybe put a flyer in our utility buildings, things of that nature. Trying to get it in front of people, and even though we put things in the building, we have no guarantee that they read them.
Sure.
At that point, we've done the best that we can. Maybe a couple media pieces too. We did that at the start. Maybe we talked to Channel 11 and Channel 13 and say, hey, can you come out? So,
okay.
Yeah, those kind of things.
Yeah, I just don't want to, 4 years is tomorrow from a planning perspective, obviously, but from a, hey, we got 4 years of kids crossing the street and we want to make sure that they're as safe as we can reasonably make them.
You know, I do have a comment as well. You know, over by Highland, I think that nobody will stop until I stop. I feel like they're all just, the kids are like standing there trying to dodge the cars. So is there, and I probably not, I know to stop, but is there any wording like underneath it or anything that says when flashing stop? I mean, I don't think people are paying attention to it. It's very weird that people are not seeing that. The kids are on the side flashing, but they're not stopping.
I think, I thought that was part of the whole fixture with signage, but I will probably double check here.
Okay.
This is also the time of the year the tree department needs to go out and trim the trees. They oftentimes cover up either the sign or the lights themselves. The trees begin to grow and droop, and I noticed that's happened both on Highland and on McCord in the past.
Something to the effect of yield to pedestrians and crossing as lights are flashing.
All right, we do have your council packet, item 5B, which is ordinance 48-2023. To authorize this study. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 48-2023 by title only, accepting the proposal of DGL Consulting Engineers LLC to prepare a pedestrian hybrid beacon safety study for Highland Elementary, Sylvan Elementary, and the Fort Grove Junior High Schools, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $24,000, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 48-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 48-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Moving on to agenda item 6. This is also traffic signal projects, but this is has to do with the improvement project at Monroe Street and Main Street, Summit Street. This all started with Mr. McCann's request for crossing signals at Summit Street, and engineering is pretty much done, but we'll have Mr. Al explain why we're back tonight.
Sure. That project is well along. We're at about 90-95% complete with the design plan for that project. Just as a reminder, we'll update the signal equipment at the both intersections, both the Monroe and Summit and the Main and Monroe intersections. It'll also be set up so that those two intersections are can be coordinated with the rest of the Monroe Street strip, if you will. There'll also be a pedestrian signal added at Summit Street, and then we're improving the truck turning radius at that corner. If you notice, on a pretty routine basis, the northeast curb gets busted up, and so we're going to take action to make sure that doesn't happen again. We, as part of that project, we do need to obtain right-of-way from the, I'll call it the right-of-way part, or the, excuse me, the right-aid parcel on the northeast corner, as well as the Key Bank parcel, JDRM parcel on the northwest corner. We've gotten two proposals, one from DGL in the amount of $2,875 to prepare right-of-way plats and legal descriptions, and then also another one from West Erie Realty Solutions for $14,300 to perform the appraisal work, negotiations, closings, and all of that process. We've worked with both of these companies pretty extensively in the past, and would recommend approval with DGL in the amount of $2,875 and with West Erie Realty in the amount of $14,300. And these were anticipated project costs and included in the capital improvement account this year.
Questions for Mr. Aller? There are separate ordinances for those two firms, attached 49 and 50, 2023. Mr. Richardson, would you like to read these or read by members of your committee?
You can pass them around.
All right. We will start with agenda item 6B, proposed ordinance 49-2023. Mr. Hanam.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move adoption of ordinance number 49-2023. All members of council having received copies, I read by title only, accepting the proposal of We Realty Solutions LTD to provide right-of-way acquisition services relative to the Monroe Street, Main Street, Summit Street Traffic Signal Improvement Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $14,300, and I move adoption of ordinance 49-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for approval of ordinance number 49-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 49-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Ordinance number 50-2023. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only, ordinance number 50-2023, accepting the proposal of DGL Consulting Engineers LLC to prepare right-of-way plat relative to the Monroe Street, Main Street, Summit Street Traffic Signal Improvement Project, appropriating funds therefore in the amount of $2,875. I move for passage of ordinance number 50-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 50-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 50-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. We're now going to move ahead to agenda item 7. This has to do with the Haroon Road Ravine Drive Traffic Signal and the Flower Hospital Entrance Drive. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through this project, the initial study showed a drive that basically comes, extends just in a fairly straight manner between Haroon Road and the main drive on the Flower Hospital property. When we started taking a look at traffic volumes that were created, there was a concern of how many cars would be queued in that line and that it would extend into the main drive that goes around Flower Hospital. And so the entrance drive was changed from a just very simple straight shot to a more of a snaked pattern to be able to accommodate that queue. It was reviewed with Flower Hospital. Everybody was aware of what was going on. But when we got to stage 3 development, which is about 3/4 to 80% complete, the parent company, ProMedica, was not fond of that snaked driveway on their property. And basically they have asked us to go back to just the short connection, if you will, between Haroon Road and the main drive. They understand that that puts the queuing action on that main drive, but they've taken a look at their operations and when those long queues will occur. It doesn't have a large impact to the general public. It's more of an impact to their employees as they're leaving or arriving between shifts. And, you know, that's something that, in their mind, that occurs today. And so they're okay if that situation continues. So they asked us to redesign. We went back to the consultant and asked them what it would be for a contract modification to accommodate that proposal. And actually, first of all, we went back to ODOT and said, we have a last-minute design change. Is this okay with you and the funding that we have? And ODOT came back and said, yes, it's not an issue. It will be applicant-funded, which that means us. ODOT won't fund it, but that it can be done. We got back with Flower and ProMedica, and when DGL gave us a quote in the amount of $66,758, We also had them because we were substantially reducing the amount of roadway excavation, all of that that had to be done, and said give us an updated construction cost based on the shortened drive. While we will have additional design costs, we also will be saving pretty substantially in construction costs because of the reduced street length. And you can see in the letter that we're estimating that to be about a $264,000 savings in construction costs. Additionally, we have put together an application. The only funding left for us to apply for is OPWC, and we certainly intend to do that this fall. And we put together a mock application. Because ProMedica is going to share, we modified the distribution of costs. They were initially contributing $100,000 towards this project. They are going to increase that contribution because of this redesign cost. Because of that, that allows us to score better. We're going to be able to obtain additional dollars in the OPWC grant. So all in all, while it looks like a $66,000 additional cost, we're actually going to come out much better financially in the final tally of this project. So we do recommend recommending the contract modification with DGL consulting engineers in the amount of $66,758 for the Room Road and Ravine Drive improvement project.
I went out and looked at this project in the field, and if you can picture south of the barn, Haroon Barns, there is a pond. And that separates Haroon Road from the loop drive in front of the medical office building there. And, it, you know, at first, I was, when I first saw the drawings, I was not in favor of running a driveway parallel to Haroon Road. That just bothered me. And I didn't, I listened to the explanation about queuing space, and it still bothered me. There's an extra curve in it, and I don't like to see headlights and things like that kind of coming at me with just a short median in the way. To me, this is a far more understandable and simpler to maneuver change to align their main driveway with a Room Road. I very much am in favor of this change. And of course, I'm in favor with the financial benefit from doing so. So we appreciate ProMedica stepping in. Or actually, I didn't step in. I let it go. I took the explanation. They didn't, so I appreciate that. Any questions for Mr. Allard? We are not messing with the pond, by the way.
So is the current drive going to change?
Yes. It has to go to the north and align with the Room Road.
It is going to still align.
I mean, to the ravine.
It's still going to align then.
Right.
Okay.
Is the intersection with that loop drive moving? I think it can't move much.
Excuse me?
Is the intersection with that loop drive going to change a little bit to the north? Can't change much because of the pond.
Yeah, it'll come up. It'll come to the north a little bit, probably halfway between the existing drive and that pond.
Okay, and it'll turn into a 90-degree intersection.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
No, this is a good change. We do have ordinance number 51-2023 to change the contract with DGL to make this possible. This is Westfall. Is a member of the Streets Committee.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 51-2023. All members of council having received copies in advance, I'll read by title only. Authorizing the mayor and director of finance to approve the amendment to the city's agreement with DGL Consulting Engineers, LLC, to reflect the cost of redesigning a portion of the project for the Haroon Road Flower Hospital Ravine Drive Intersection Improvement Project, increasing the proposal amount by $6,758.
$66,758.
Appropriating funds, therefore, I move final passage of ordinance number 51-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to enact ordinance number 51-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 51-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Agenda number 8 is new business with the Senior Center. If you recall, before the Senior Center was built, this dates back to a whole different administrative staff. Mr. Plack was our finance director at the time and required an operating agreement both for the maintenance of that senior center and for the operation of the senior center before we would, the city would move forward with the funding for it. We sold the bonds for it. Mr. Plack went out and wrote the agreement, had the township sell bonds, their bonds to us, so we could go straight to the county auditor and take their tax dollars if they decided it wasn't in their budget. We could still make sure we were being paid for it. Those bonds have been or are nearly retired pretty soon.
They were retired last year, Mayor.
Yep. And they, as a part of that, there's an operating agreement with who's going to take care of that building when funding for repairs go above a certain level. And it was specifically in there when HVAC repairs go above $25,000, the city and the township would share it. We reworked that agreement a few years ago, and we probably should have adjusted that for inflation, but we still weren't going to get to this amount of money. So this was an unexpected project, but I believe it is appropriate. The township is paying their share of it, and there is a separate sinking fund that the senior center has, but it's not intended for large-scale projects like this. So with that, Mr. Aller can give the particulars about the contractor and the amounts.
Senior Center had obtained quotes from three contractors. The lowest quote was provided by Rawlings Heating and Cooling. They're out of Temperance, Michigan. They do all of our routine maintenance work, preventive maintenance work, and that kind of stuff on our city buildings, so we're very familiar with them. The mayor kind of went through the operating agreement scenario, and the agreement does require the township and the city to share in cost anything in HVAC that exceeds $25,000. With a 50-50 split, our portion then is $82,500. We just became aware of the project in March of this year, and so obviously we did not have that included in our capital improvement plan. However, the senior center would like to get this work completed before the next winter season, obviously, so it's our recommendation that we provide the funding and utilize our existing capital improvement budget, not do an additional appropriation at this time. We'll continue to monitor that budget, modify projects accordingly, or come back to City Council if, as the year progresses, we find out that we will need an additional appropriation. Our recommendation is that we just request approval to provide the $82,500 to the Sylvania Senior Center for the replacement of their HVAC system and pay that out of the capital improvement fund as budgeted.
There's no questions. We do have ordinance 52-2023 to enact this building in Browns. Lindsay Stow.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 52-2023 and read by title only. Authorizing the expenditure of $82,500 for the replacement of the Sylvania Senior Center heating, ventilating, and air condition HVAC system, appropriating funds therefore. I move for passage of ordinance number 52-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
Moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 52-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 52-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Thank you. Agenda item 9, we are back to you with some obsolete equipment to go on to gut deals. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council has approved various vehicle purchases over the last couple of years, and those vehicles, several of them have now arrived, and the new vehicles are outfitted with the necessary equipment, and so we're ready to get rid of some vehicles. We have two small to medium dump trucks. I call them half-size dump trucks. And then also two pickups that we'll be getting rid of in various departments. We will plan to list those on the deals. Should we not receive any bids, which I certainly don't anticipate, we would dispose of them through scrap value. I can tell you the bidding atmosphere on the GovDeal site is extremely strong right now. One of the dump trucks that we recently auctioned, I couldn't believe it when it got to $10,000, and we ended up getting $27,000 for a dump truck. And I'm sorry, I grew up around equipment. I wouldn't give you $10,000. But yeah, we ended up receiving $27,000 for one of our vehicles.
That's a good job. Okay, we have these four vehicles listed here. We need a motion to approve this GovDeal sale. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll make a motion to authorize administration to post these four vehicles, the two dump trucks and the two pickup trucks, on GovDeals for disposal, as the city has no further use for them at this time.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to authorize the sale of these four obsolete vehicles on GovDeals. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now, move to the second page of our agenda for the evening. It's a good time for me to stop and ask you if our student has any questions. We have been assigning, I've been going to different members around the table. They all are chair of a particular committee, and when the business relates to that committee, I go to them to read the ordinance. Except for Mr. Richardson, because he's streets, he has a lot on the agenda tonight, and frankly, since the start of the year, we distribute it to other members of the committees. There's normally four people on each of the eight committees.
Okay.
It isn't random that I'm just picking on people. The chairman is.
I'm sorry. I mean, like, what are the different...
Why don't we go around the table and each councilman can tell you what committee they are chair of. Starting with Mr. Hanum.
Doug Hanum, and I'm chair of the Zoning and Annexation.
Hi, Marcus Hansen. I'm chair of the Parks and Forestry Committee.
I'm Patrick Richardson, chair of the Streets Committee.
I'm Mark Ryan. As president of the council, I actually chair two committees, Finance and Safety.
I'm Lindsay Style, and I'm chair of the Buildings and Grounds Committee.
Brian McCann, Environment and Utilities.
Mary Westfall, and I'm chair of the Employee and Community Relations Committee, and I am a Notre Dame Academy graduate. So glad you're here.
And an honored graduate of that institution. All right. So we're on page two, agenda item 10. We have at the top of the sheet our three annual ordinance assessments. This is to declare the necessity, not to make the actual assessment. We have to go through a two-step process. I don't know whether Toby or...
I can speak on that, Mr. Mayor.
All right.
They're all three of them. We haven't changed the calculation or the rates. We have the drainage, the trees, and the lighting. They're all same as last year as far as the rates and the calculations. Once we pass, if you guys pass these three ordinances or these three pieces of legislation, we publish it, and then any property owner that has an assessment over $250, we send a certified letter to them, notify them of that, and then they have a couple of weeks to, I guess, appeal it, as you could say, and then later on in a couple of months, we'll be back to you with the actual ordinances.
So nothing new on these. The first one has to do with open drainage ditches. It's ordinance 53-2023. It goes to the Utility Committee. Mr. McCann.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 53-2023, providing for the construction, maintenance, repairs, cleaning, and enclosing open drainage ditches located within the corporate limits of the city of Sylvania, authorizing the Director of Public Service by and through the proper officers of said city to do said work during the year 2023, establishing one district for said purpose in accordance with the provisions of Section 727.2 0.012 of the Revised Code of Ohio, providing for the assessment of the cost and expense therefore upon abutting property. I move for passage of ordinance number 53-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 53-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 53-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. The next one is for the, our trees, our shade trees, and Tree City USA here for controlling blight and disease of shade trees, planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing as necessary along the public right. Mr. Hanson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 54-2023, providing for the controlling blight and disease of shade trees and for planting, maintaining, trimming, and removing shade trees in and along the streets and within public right of way of the city of Sylvania, authorizing the Director of Public Service by and through the proper officers of said city to do said work during the year 2023, establishing one district for said purpose in accordance with the provisions of section 727.011 of the Revised Code of Ohio, providing for the assessment of the cost and expense thereof upon abutting property. I move for passage of ordinance number 54-2023 as an emergency measure.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance number 54-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 54-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Agenda item 12 is the third of these, and this is for lighting of public streets. We have Resolution 5-2023. This one was reworked, I believe, last year, and the other ones have been in their current form for some time, but this one's been updated. Mr. Richardson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce Resolution number 5-2023 by title only, declaring the necessity of lighting the streets in the city of Sylvania, Ohio, determining the manner of providing street lighting and the basis for the property owner's share of the cost and annual assessment, and I would move passage as an emergency measure.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for passage of Resolution number 5-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and Resolution 5-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. That takes us up to agenda item 13. We have a petition for zoning ordinance amendment from the Toledo Islamic Academy on Alexis Road. You can see attached to it, they want to build two outside open-air shelters behind the school. I visited the school week before last for their DARE graduation and viewed this space. There are residences to the west that I'm sure will be notified on this. I'm not sure who all is being notified on this, but you can find them. They're these two little squares on your drawings. They're not easy to find. They weren't highlighted the way I would have thought. It says new outdoor collection shelters. I think I would have highlighted them a little bit better than that, but they're not objectionable shelters at all. They're nice-looking, like picnic shelters. But we need to go through the process for this. It's establishing more building on a single site, so we need to take a look at this and refer it to the Planning Commission for their recommendation. So we need a motion to refer this to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. Mr. Hanam.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we refer petition for zoning ordinance amendment, SUP number 1-2023, to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer special use permit 1-2023 to the Planning Commission for their review and recommendation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We're now to agenda item 14. There were two council committee meetings held before council meeting this evening, starting at 6:30. The first was the finance committee meeting, which took most of the time. Mr. Fry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The finance committee meeting met at 6:30. Members in attendance are myself as chair, Mrs. Wessel, Mr. Hanlon, and Mr. Richardson as members of the committee. Also in attendance are Mr. Hanson, Mr. McCann, and Ms. Stowe. Mayor Stowe was obviously also in attendance, along with Mr. Schroyer, Chief Miller, Mrs. Briney, and Mr. Sanford. Obviously, the investment policy that we're working on, it needs some updating. It's over 20 years old. So Mr. Schroyer worked with Mrs. Briney and others to develop some suggested modifications to that policy, and he provided those materials prior to our meeting via email and in hard copy as well this evening, along with some other materials. In addition, I asked Mr. Schroyer to go through and kind of compare and contrast the existing policy against the proposed changes to the policy. Questions were asked by various members of council, and there were three items that came to the fore that finance committee would like to have see modified from what was proposed. One, that the policy is required to come to council for any change. Two, that the members of council should be, that a member of council should be on the committee. And the law director, she volunteered herself, rather than being on the finance or the treasury investment board, would be considered ex officio. And that council would get at least some annual reports on the balances and structures on what's in the accounts and so forth. There's some other language cleanup that we kind of chatted about briefly during the meeting. Mrs. Briney and Mr. Schroyer were going to work on making modifications and bring it back to us for further review and questions, probably at a future finance committee meeting, which I won't attempt to set. Motion to adjourn by Mrs. Westfall and Mr. Richardson seconded. Meeting is adjourned at 7:28.
Thank you. It was a very healthy discussion. I appreciate council's attention and discussion of that item. We will incorporate your thoughts into a revised policy. Any further comments by members of council? All right, we'll set a committee meeting when ready. Agenda item 14B is a report of the much shorter Employee and Community Relations Committee meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, we had Employee and Community Relations Committee meeting this evening, June 5th, 2023. Subject was additional discussion on the City Council's board appointment policy. Present were committee members, myself, Mary Westfall, Marcus Hanson, Doug Hain, and Patrick Richardson. Additional council members, Lindsay Staff, Brian McCann, Mark Fry, Mayor Staff, Chief Miller, Mr. Sanford, Mr. Schroyer, Mrs. Briney, Mrs. Bigelow, and Mr. Silvernail were present as well. We reviewed legislation that we had been talking about for some time regarding council appointments to community boards. The discussion really focused on withdrawing Heritage Sylvania from the proposed legislation. After some discussion about the appropriateness of removing them based on their current status as an individual board of the community, Mr. Hanlon moved that Heritage Sylvania be removed from the legislation and asked that administration prepare revised legislation. That motion was seconded by Mr. Hanson, and the motion did carry. With no further discussion, Mr. Richardson moved that we adjourn the meeting. Mr. Hanson seconded, the motion carried, and the meeting was adjourned at 7:34 and 6 minutes.
I believe we need a motion to instruct the administration to prepare legislation for your next meeting.
So moved.
Second.
We moved and seconded to prepare that legislation. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion moved, and we'll have that ready for you in 2 weeks. Thank you for your efficient meeting. Added agenda item 14C was requested by Mr. Fry to give us a sister city update.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So I had the opportunity, the mayor was unfortunately unavailable yesterday, the spring meeting for Sister City Commission between the City of Sylvania and the City of Woodstock, Ontario. Had the chance to drive up to Port Huron, and actually is a beautiful spot. Probably 16 or 17 people were in attendance, about split evenly between residents of Woodstock and the mayor of Woodstock and a member of council were also in attendance, so it was a good meeting. They talked about how we were going to handle the parades this year. The city of Woodstock also commented that about whether or not they would, we would like to have a float in their parade, because their parade apparently is substantially larger. And then the other thing that we talked about was to try to create a joint logo, working with the various schools in Woodstock and Sylvania, and maybe have a small stipend for whoever would be the winner. So that was one of the things, another thing that was going on from an art perspective. The first, there's an art show that's going to basically happen in Woodstock. 50 or 100 different artists apparently are interested in submitting artwork. They've got an art museum up there, a small art museum. They're going to submit the pieces there and then package them up, move them down here so that they're available for us at the Fall Festival. So that sounds kind of interesting. Different pieces, people in Sylvania, artists in the Sylvania area, artists up in the Woodstock area. So it's a good meeting, and it didn't last very long. It took me longer to get there than it did for the meeting itself, but it was a great spot, and I appreciated the opportunity to chat with our counterparts up there in Woodstock. So with that, appreciated the opportunity to be invited.
Appreciate you covering for me. I think it's great that you were there. I always enjoy those meetings to discuss how our systems work versus theirs and then work jointly together on those two parades. I was up there last November for their parade, and it was an unusual daytime parade. I assume they're going back to a nighttime parade.
They are. They come in. They're definitely going back to the night parade.
Dress warm. If our sister city commission has a float, which in the past we've done.
Yeah. So
probably time to do that again. We did tour their museum last year as a part of that weekend activities, and it was much expanded to what it was a few years ago when Mrs. Westfall was up there. That was the first event we had in that museum. So thank you, and I'm glad to hear Sister City is strong from the Woodstock side. Every time they change mayors up there or they have some activity, it's always a question, is it going to work or is it? It's totally rolled over to a new generation of officials.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Are there any other committee reports to be made at this time or committee referrals? If not, let's move on to added agenda item 16. Ordinance 55-2023 to purchase a box truck for the sewer division. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate the addition of this item to the agenda. This came in first thing this morning, and I'll explain a little bit. I didn't want to wait until the next meeting. We have been looking. We did have a truck of this nature in the budget. And we're looking for approval to purchase a 2023 Ford E450 modified box truck for the sewer division. This truck is the one that, if you see it around, it's obviously a box truck and with the city logo. It holds all of our videotape equipment, some sewer cleaning equipment, but primarily it's our sewer taping vehicle that we utilize. We looked locally, and unfortunately the local dealers just didn't have anything, but one of our local dealers did help us out and reached out to some of their contacts in other locations, and we were able to find this truck with Valley Ford Trucks in Cleveland, Ohio. We did some research and making sure what state term contract pricing was. They agreed to meet that. And so we were able to get a vehicle from them in the amount of $63,790. with the way supply is, I would like to move forward with this purchase. Otherwise, if we were to order one later in the year, it'll be 2025 before we get the vehicle probably. So I asked for it to be added to the agenda, and again, I appreciate that consideration. This purchase was included in the 2023 operating budget in the sewer department. It'll be purchased from the sewer department, and we'll ultimately, once we get it outfitted and equipped, It'll be replacing a 2004 cutaway van or modified box truck that they're referred to in both ways, but our existing vehicle is 23 years old. So once we get the new truck on the road and ready to move, then we will come back to you at a later time and ask for permission to put the existing vehicle on the Gov Deals auction. So I do ask for permission to purchase a Ford E450 modified box truck from Valley Ford Trucks in the amount of $63,790.
Speaking in jest, Mr. Aller, this van is only 23 years old. I have a Ford van 1992 version and is operational, fully operational. It was so valuable that it was broken into a couple of weeks ago.
Maybe you should buy this one, Mayor, and put yours on good first.
Normally, I do not question your retiring vehicles, but what's wrong with a 92? All right, just speaking in jest. We need a motion. No, we have an ordinance attached, ordinance 55-2023, authorizing this purchase. This is for the sewer department, so Mr. McCann.
Two questions. One, in not totally in jest, but do we know that this unit will be available in the morning?
Yeah, it is on their lot, ready to come.
Okay, so, yeah. All right, and the second is, there is no amount in the ordinance.
In the title, it's okay.
The title, all right.
It's in the body, that's where it counts.
Thank you.
$63,790.
So thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce by title only ordinance number 55-2023, authorizing the mayor and director of finance to accept the proposal of Valley Ford Trucks for the purchase of one 2023 Ford E450 modified box truck for the Department of Public Service Sewer Division. I move for passage of ordinance 55-2023 as an emergency measure.
It has been moved and seconded for passage of ordinance 55-2023 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and ordinance 55-2023 is enacted as an emergency measure. Added agenda item 17, Mrs. Westfall, our representative on the State HR Board, has requested to give us an update.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I did mention that you've got your VIP cards, but I do want to take a moment on the public event schedule that you received, making sure that you understand that those VIP cards do not get you into the national acts, which are starred here. They do get you into the other events, so just to make sure there's no confusion on that. Couple quick things. Sage Art is doing very well. Their enrollment in their summer programs and camps is very strong, getting back to the numbers that were pre-pandemic when things began to shift. So everybody's feeling very happy about that. There are two pressing issues that I just want to make sure are on your radar. Burnham Park upgrades. I'm sure that many of you, especially with the construction, have been by Burnham Park and can see that there's some upgrades in progress. There had been a lot of hope of getting those done before the Memorial Day holiday weekend, but there were some delays in the products being received from suppliers and delays in parts being received from suppliers. So that did delay the actual completion of the project. Also, there were a few weather-related issues. They really do believe that it will be done by the end of June, and just wanted to keep you apprised in case you get questions. Do take some time to go by it. I think it's, you can see that it's going to look very nice and definitely be an upgrade. We did get some questions about, you know, what section of that is going to be accommodating the older teens. Really, there's a section for like the 2 to 6 year olds and the 6 to 12 year olds or something like that. I mean, they're really not trying to target 14, 16, and 18 year olds, although certainly they may be there and they're welcome.
I was in that part of my senior prom night. We need to be accommodating.
Well, we don't want to know what you were doing. Thank you for sharing. I think I'll move on to pickleball. I think many of you know about the pickleball courts that are over Veterans Memorial Field, and the players, the pickleball players are very happy, and we continue to hear great feedback from them, but there are two neighbors who continue to be unhappy. We have put up screening already to mitigate the sound and the noise, but they continue to be uncomfortable with what's going on. I just want you to know that Sage Art at our last meeting did approve additional screening to hopefully continue to minimize the sound that's causing frustration. And we also are going to move forward with limiting the hours of play. Those hours have not been finalized, but it will likely be something like 9 a.m. to 8:30. There is a suggestion that people are playing as soon as the sun comes up and playing until the sun goes down, and that's causing some problems. We did have one of our guests tell us that the sound of the ball bouncing is a supersonic boom. So we can see where that would be for us.
The water tower blocks out the sun.
So I would say...
But no pickleball was that noisy, but okay, fair enough.
I'm just telling you this, but that's what one of the guests who comes to the theater shared with us. I did go over, they did say that it's 24, I mean, if the sun's up, there's somebody on the field, and I've been over there three times, I haven't been over there yet when there's been anybody on the courts playing, so I'm sure that they do play frequently, though. I know that there's positive feedback, but always trying to make sure that everybody's comfortable, and hopefully this will help to mitigate some of the frustration for these neighbors and continue to allow success for pickleball players.
Any questions for Mrs. Westfall? We appreciate the update.
Thank you. It's good
to keep up to date on Sage Art issues. It affects many of our residents. It's funny you brought up sonic boom. I saw on the news there was a sonic boom over the D.C. area this past weekend for a very unfortunate plane incident, apparently, but they showed people shaking in their houses from the sonic booms. There are no more agenda items on here, and we have no information items, but I thought it might be worthwhile for Mr. Aller to give us a brief update of the construction from Monroe Street and Silica and the nighttime closures of Monroe Street that I believe you received the notice of in your email today. Mr. Aller.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Construction is moving along on both the bridge project and the Monroe and Silica portion. We are slightly ahead of schedule, nothing to jump up and down about, but Mother Nature, for the most part, has cooperated pretty well with us. The upcoming closures are due to some gas and water services that need to be extended across Monroe Street. And initially, the contractor was looking at trying to do that during the day and would have required about a seven-day closure of Monroe Street in that section. Once they started taking a look at the logistics of doing that and their ability to get all of the service work done in that time, they just realized that it wasn't going to be possible. And so we said if you convert to nighttime closures, open it back up in the morning, that we could extend. The contract was very specific on no more than a seven-day closure for being able to do those crossovers. We indicated if you do it at nighttime, that we would extend those 7 days and give you additional days to be able to get that accomplished. And so they ultimately agreed to doing that. And that's the reason for the nighttime closures. We'll be closed from 9 o'clock at night to 7 o'clock in the morning. some of the businesses along there have been notified already. The rest, via email. The rest will be notified tomorrow. We're hand delivering, letters, to them, because we just don't have email addresses for, we have email addresses for building owners, but not necessarily the businesses that are in them. So, we're hand delivering those. So, but I think that by doing the nighttime closures from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., I think they'll have minimal, if any, effect on them, and they'll be very happy to hear that it's not a daytime closure situation. So, but all in all, project is going very well. We've had a couple issues, but nothing that you don't expect in construction projects of this size. So. It's been, I hope I don't jinx it, but it's been a good project so far. So,
All right, we appreciate that. And that schedule will not affect the operation of the library branch either. So that's another good plus for doing it at night. I have received several speeding complaints on Erie Street and Maplewood from quite a divergent group of residents. I have given direct orders to the police chief to slow it down. So those of you that live west of there and come through there, either in the evening or the morning, watch it. And I heard Mrs. Westfall tonight say that she stops for the crossing light at Highland. Well, you may have people close behind you honking, seeing why you're not going faster. Well, they'll appreciate it when they see the police car up around the way. I don't have to do this very often, but this, it must be pretty fast out there. So I've heard 50 miles an hour from several people, including the police chief herself told me tonight she saw somebody 50 miles an hour. That's not acceptable.
I was in my personal car.
You weren't the one doing 50. All right.
It's very busy on the road on Erie.
Okay, I bet it is, and it's going to go on the rest of summer into the fall. All right, that brings us to the end of our agenda. If there's no further business, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Then move that second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned until its next meeting on Tuesday, June 20th at 7:30 p.m. Our Monday meeting date is the new federal holiday for Juneteenth, and so we've delayed the meeting until Tuesday, June 20th. Thank you all for attending.